We're standing next to an operating fuel cell power plant. We're literally 5 feet away from the fuel cell module. And the sound you hear is the air blowers.
Kurt Goddard of the Connecticut-based company Fuel Cell Energy is standing on about an acre and a half of what was once a brownfield site alongside the Metro North tracks in Bridgeport. Connecticut is home to the biggest fuel cell industry in the world, and there are lots of fuel cells around the state that directly power buildings or other facilities. But this is the first one in Connecticut, in fact, anywhere in North America, designed to send its power into the electric grid where everyone can use it. The Bridgeport plant is just 15 megawatts, enough to power about 15,000 homes, but that's still the second largest fuel cell power plant in the world. The largest is in South Korea. So this is the first one in North America. What's taking so long?
What's taking so long is it's a different technology. It's a new technology. So it takes time to prove itself.
Fuel cells work by mixing natural gas with oxygen to produce hydrogen that then electrochemically produces relatively clean power, though not renewable like solar or wind.
So in terms of the carbon footprint for a fuel cell power plant, it is about a quarter to a third that of the average electric grid.
A few days after the switch was thrown in Bridgeport, another switch was thrown in Summers to turn on 23,150 solar panels. The state's first solar park began sending 5 megawatts of totally clean solar power into the grid. On a cold day when snow covered all the panels a week or so before startup, engineer Doug Bondar explains that once they're running, snow will melt quickly. He says the panels have a way to make the most of the sometimes elusive Connecticut sun.
These panels here have a tracking system, so it allows the panels to tilt and essentially follow the sun across the sky from east to west.
The fuel cell and solar parks are the first clean and renewable energy projects built in Connecticut as power sources for the grid. Dan Esty got to see them both running before he recently left his position as Connecticut's first Commissioner of Energy and Environmental Protection.
So it turns out what is key here is not simply to have a target out there, 20% renewables by 2020, but to have a financing structure in place that really allows the project developers to go to the bank and borrow the money necessary to build the projects.
What he's talking about is something called a power purchase agreement. That's when a utility contracts to buy the power from an energy source for a period of time. That promise guarantees the plant owners can pay back a loan. Connecticut Light and Power has agreed to buy the power from both these projects, Bridgeport for 15 years and Summers for 20. What's more, both projects have been purchased from their initial developers by none other than Dominion. That's the huge national power company that owns the Millstone Nuclear Power Station in Waterford. Yes, you heard that right, says Kevin Hennessy, Dominion's representative in Connecticut.
We're engaged in every facet of the energy business, and from a generation standpoint, we believe strongly in you need a balanced portfolio. So we're looking to invest a little bit in the renewable sector.
Dominion has bought solar projects before, but not fuel cells.
It's certainly our first foray into it, and if it works well, we would definitely be happy to explore doing it elsewhere.
The state has two more solar parks in the works, one in East Lyme due to come online shortly, and another larger one planned for Sprague in Lisbon. Jan Ellen Spiegel, WSHU News.